Chapter 17, A Specialty of the House. Gabby cooks a very fine chicken with vegetables. It is her specialty dish. One day, Robert asks her to cook him this delicious dish. Robert is going on a picnic with his friends. He wants to please his friends with a tasty dish. He wants Gabby not to fry chicken, but to cook it in an oven. But Gabby offers him to quickly fry it because she hasn't enough time. Robert agrees to it.
Gabby, I don't have time to come and take the chicken on time, Robert says to her.
Elena will come and we'll take the chicken, okay?
Okay, Gabby says. I'll give it to Elena.
Gabby tries hard to cook the chicken with vegetables well. It is a pretty complicated dish, but Gabby is an excellent cook. Finally, the chicken is ready. The dish looks very appetizing. Gabby looks at the watch. Elena should come soon. But suddenly, they phone Gabby from work. Today, Gabby has a day off, but people at work ask her to come for a short time because of some important issue. She should go urgently. There is also an old nanny and a child at home. The nanny began working for them not long ago.
I need to go for a short time on business, Gabby says to the nanny.
A girl will come for the chicken in 10 minutes. The chicken is getting cold now. You will have to wrap it in foil and give it to the girl, okay? She asks.
Okay, the nanny replies. Do not worry, Gabby. I'll do it as you say.
Thank you, Gabby thanks the nanny and quickly leaves on business. The girl comes in 10 minutes.
Hello, I came to take, she says.
I know,
the nanny interrupts her.
We have already fried it.
You fried it?
The girl stares wide-eyed at the nanny.
I know that you didn't want to fry it, but don't worry, we've fried it well. It turned out very tasty. I'll pack it for you,
the nanny says and goes to the kitchen. The girl slowly goes to the kitchen behind the nanny.
Why did you fry it? The girl asks again.
I know that you didn't want it that way, but do not worry, the nanny answers. It is really tasty. You'll be glad.
The girl sees that the old woman wraps in a packet something fried with its legs sticking out. Suddenly, the old woman hears a noise and turns around. She sees that the girl has fainted.
Oh, how terrible! The old woman cries. What shall I do now?
She splashes some water on the girl, and the girl slowly comes to. At this moment, Gabby comes back home.
Oh, I forgot to warn you, Gabby says to the nanny.
This is my friend who came to take back her cat. She brought it to our cat for mating. And what happened here?